The venerable Alaska Railroad is the latest corporation to announce that hard economic times are taking a toll. Officials at the state-owned transportation utility say one in five jobs will be cut by the end of the year. APRN's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Those familiar blue and yellow engines chugging along willow-fringed tracks from Seward to Points North may become Alaska's next endangered species if officials at Alaska Railroad Corporation follow through with a plan to cut the railroad's workforce. According to an employee-wide email message sent 2 weeks ago, Alaska Railroad President Patrick Gamble blames the nationwide economic downturn for the decision to reduce the railroad employees by one-fifth. Railroad spokesman Tim Thompson would only answer no comment to questions concerning the layoffs. Thompson said that railroad officials would remain mum until affected workers got their pink slips. The plan could mean at least 140 layoffs. The railroad currently has 715 year-round employees and more during the summer season. Thompson says it is not known if the cuts would affect year-round or seasonal workers. John Binkley, chair of the Alaska Railroad Board of Directors, was not available for comment today, nor was Jeff Davies, the president of the Alaska Railroad Workers Union. An Alaska Railroad Board of Directors committee meets this week to further discuss the reductions. Layoffs are expected to start in October and to be completed by the end of the year. A report issued to the state in January of this year indicates that falling cargo shipments, dwindling tourism, and a drop in production at the Flint Hills refinery in North Pole have contributed to the railroad's financial losses. Conversely, the railroad posted a $13 million profit in 2008. I'm Ellen Lockyer.